Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on, and then I share my first impression of it. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to have your show right here on this show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button, and there is no upsell. And if you're around for Wednesday's show, we did something different where we listened to Alan Alda's show. I did listen to the rest of that episode, and it was a good conversation. I'm still kind of on the meh kind of thing. I love Alan Alda. And so today I thought, and this one's even more different, is we're going to listen to the Amy Schumer Presents Three Girls, One Keith show. Now, this is only on Spotify, and I will say this, that I found this very surprising. I have a correction, which makes the $1 million that she got for this podcast even more of a head scratcher. This is available in iTunes, Google Play. I'm assuming where all fine podcasts are downloaded. There is bonus content in Spotify. Now back to what really surprises me. I could not find this podcast on the iPad version of Spotify. You can find it on the desktop version. I found it on my iPhone, which is what we're going to be listening to. But I was really surprised. I mean, I looked around a lot in the iPad, and it's all music all the time. Couldn't find any podcasts. And as far as I know, everything's up to date. But I like Amy Schumer. I liked her earlier stuff when she first came on the scene, because she had this whole, I'm young, I'm hot, I sleep around, I drink till I black out, which was at the time was like, what? It was kind of controversial. And I liked Trainwreck. But other than that, her latest stuff, I'm kind of like, oh, so you're kind of a one-trick pony, and that's getting old. So we'll be interested to see what this is like. She got $1 million, I believe, to do this podcast, and I'll share my opinion right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, so I'm having fun trying to get my phone involved here. Here we go.
Keith is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter found that 70% of job listings contain masculine words. What's a masculine word, like burly or chub? So if you're hiring, use gender-neutral words and attract the right candidates with ZipRecruiter. Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com.
So Spotify getting their money back almost immediately.
Get it. Hey, how you doing? Hey, where you been? Three girls talking about a lot of love and sin. And there's someone sitting next to us. Who that freaking man?
Keith.
Welcome to Three Girls, One Keith, the podcast where we podcast. I'm Amy Schumer.
I'm Bridget really? Everett.
I'm Rachel Pasta.
And I'm Keith Robinson.
Ooh, very laid back. Yeah. Very cool. We're doing this right now from my apartment on the Upper West Side, which is cool. I'm personally not wearing a bra. Neither is Keith.
Oh.
So the reason we're doing a podcast is because we figured out that we could make money from doing it. But also,
if you're Amy Schumer,
we'll get to hang out.
We get to know each other.
Get to know each other, even though we are best friends.
Well, I don't know Keith that well. Keith. I know that he's, he's a handsome, attractive.
That's what I'm
saying. Not true. See, they can't see.
Baby, now you start. All right. I like
they can't
that.
See. So we have
opener, not a closer.
He is.
Keep that in mind.
What? So,
oh my God.
Really, the goal of this podcast is to take Keith down, like just get him, wipe him right off the map.
I'll take myself down. Don't
yes,
worry about
yes,
it.
Yes, you will.
I'm gonna be Keith's advocate. I think.
Wow, I think you are too. You're gonna be Keith's.
So
only
it's the
advocate.
Podcast where they
you
podcast.
Think? Are you excited to be here or what?
Yeah, let's make some mistakes.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm
down.
I'm not excited, but it's okay. I saw you lying. No,
you're not excited.
Absolutely not.
See, I don't believe you. I can feel a real joy coming from you.
You look great. You got a nice jacket on, Keith.
Yeah,
you look
good. Little jacket, you know.
Yeah,
you
it's an audio podcast, just for the record.
He should be doing this in his waterbed in Philly.
I
knew you had
waterbed.
A waterbed.
I don't have a waterbed.
What are we going to talk about today, kids?
You have to rely on the actual motion of the ocean. Guys, okay, what do you think? What about if we talk about love today?
Yeah.
Love?
I've been in love with men and said, like, I'm in love with you. And that saying you're in love gets confused with saying I love you, Because I think you can be in love and not love the person.
Huh? What?
Like, I've been in love with people and you're just infatuated with them. And it's those feelings of like, oh my God, all I can think about is this person. I can't wait to see them again.
Well, why mention love then?
What do you mean?
You say you're in love.
Right.
What's the difference between in love and love?
Well, love is, I'm like, I love you. Like, I would, I really care about you.
Love is real. Love is the act of caring.
So, in love is not real?
In love is a feeling that passes, I think, usually. Yeah. I mean, I think in love is temporary. What do you guys think?
Anybody that's really old and is just like, we're so in love. Anybody that declares how they just are so actively in love, I'm like, nonsense. I call it nonsense.
But
at the same time, it's not negative because I believe that what people have, like when they're really together and care about each other, is much more decent and deep. It's like they really love each other. It's not like when he walks in, you know, your heart is pounding. It's not like when you're changing your husband's bladder device.
you're like, I still get both.
All right. So I guess when you are a big celebrity, you can make a podcast and say, it's the podcast where we podcast. And you can wait about 5 minutes in to go, hey, why don't we talk about love? They kind of did. Here's what they did good. I am Amy, I'm so-and-so, I'm blah, 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 and I'm Keith. Cool, because again, all you need to do is give me a soundbite so I know who's who. It's pretty easy to figure out who Amy is and Keith is. The other two, I'm not really sure. I think it's fascinating, in a way, that might be too strong a word, that it sounds no better than anybody else recording in their apartment. Not a lot, but again, I listen through the ears of a podcaster. I'm picturing them in front of a window. There's a lot of reverb in the background, but if I was in my car, if I was walking outside, I probably wouldn't notice. And so this podcast is a little bit like The View. It's four people talking over each other. And in the end, you have to go, do I care about their opinion? Like, do I care about Amy Schumer and her opinion on love? No, I was hoping. Now, I think it's interesting. I'll give her credit that she drew a line there. And when I think you can be in love with somebody and not love them, and I'm like, what? That's a weird one. That would make me tune in because I'm like, you're crazy. So, but I don't see where this is not any better or worse than many of the podcasts out there for being, I'm assuming these are all comedians. And I guess that's the problem. When I hear a comedian is doing a podcast, I expect their stand-up. I expect to laugh about every 3 minutes. And that did not happen with this show. It's more of a talk show. And as a talk show, meh, in my book. So there you have it. We listened to two celebrities this week. We listened to Alan Alda on Wednesday. We checked out Amy Schumer today here on Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. And just think, next week, we could be talking about your show. Simply go out to the slightly new redesigned podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button and we'll have your show right here. There is no upsell. So if you think, oh, it's $5, but then he's going to charge me $50. No, there is no upsell. Podcastrodeoshow.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Until then, always wear sunscreen and enjoy your ride. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.